So, you know, I could apply all of this acoustic sort of folk picking and slide guitar and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, and it was a very, very closed shop in those days. And I'm sure it probably still may be. But now, obviously, as a specialist musician, you'll be contracted in. But in those days, when I had to sort of go in the door and have that discipline to play, because boy, if you made mistakes, you wouldn't be seen again. And I was in this whole sort of studio role for about 2.5 years, playing all manner of things, from TV jingles to soundtracks and film music. I mean, Goldfinger to the Kinks to, you know, I mean, it was really a wonderful sort of colourful sort of role that I was playing, until the one day that the music charts were passed out and there were the notes. And it was a gentle hint, I think, you know, that I had to learn to read music and in a very, very serious way, because, I mean, there were serious competitors there in the... everybody was fluent with their music reading. So I had to come on very, very quickly in leaps and bounds. So it was quite a sort of pressurized moment, but, you know, I had to come through it, and then I was reading... like all you guys do. So I just wanted to give you that little bit of empathy here and understanding about having to, you know, that the reading music being a major part of everything, because of course once you can read, then you can write it down, and for me that was really quite an asset, you know. Thank you so much for inviting me here. It really is an honour and a privilege, and I thank you all very much, and good luck in the future. Thank you.